Let's get it.
Number five.
Subway Series is in the books, and oh my goodness, it's panic time with the Yankees. The Yankees lost a series to the Astros not that long ago. They get beat by the Mets, and this in this interleague play, Max Scherzer is dealing, and he absolutely loves pitching in these situations as he did last night for
the
Mets.
I love pitching in these situations. I love pitching in this atmosphere. You know, you got to want the ball in these type of moments, and you got to go out there and face the best. I'm glad the Yankees, they're obviously one of the best teams in the AL for a reason. It's fun to have them come to your park, and you get to face them, and you want to beat them. Irrespective of how good they are, the threats that they have up and down our lineup, and you want to go out there and that's what you measure yourself against is the best. You don't want to measure yourself against the worst. You always want to measure yourself against the best.
So that's Max Scherzer. Wayne is a huge Yankees fan. He was so excited to do the radio show today that he actually showed up in uniform. He's wearing a Yankees top today. You showed up in a Yankees hat.
You
have Yankees
shoes. My Yankees shoes.
You got Yankees shoes. You got Yankee Nikes on too.
Absolutely, man. You
look
know
at you, Wayne. Yeah. You're decked out today.
They're nice and clean because they just got swept.
And the Yankee underwear as well.
It's not.
We are back
since we were talking about those earlier.
It's not. It's not panic time, is it?
I don't think it's panic time.
The Yankees started off too strong, man.
They did, but I mean, I think the leader of the team is still strong. Judge is still knocking home runs out of the park, and we need some pitching. You know, we've lost two of our better arms in the relievers, and Chapman has not been since he's come back from the injured list. He is not up to speed yet, so. If Chapman gets back to his game and we pick something up at the trade deadline and maybe Soto out of the Nationals, then maybe we'll still be there.
You mentioned pitching for the Yankees. Isn't that the thing? The Yankees have had no problems mashing. That has not been the Yankees' issues. In fact, the guy who they added on today from the Royals is a pretty solid hitter. That's not the problem for the Yankees. It's that bullpen, man.
The bullpen, yeah, because they're starting pitching right now. This year has been really good overall. Their bullpen with the three injuries that they've had is really depleted right now. So hopefully Cashman can get out there, pick up some good arms in the next week, and take us in the home stretch.
Next up.
Number four.
I feel like with the Yankees, I have to give equal time for the Orioles, Adam.
Well, let's do it. I'm ready.
Because the one thing that I've noticed during baseball seasons when it comes to the Orioles, I only hear about them typically on opening day.
April's our month.
I get the optimism of Orioles fans. I'm reminded, there's a lot of Orioles fans out there. And then I don't hear from them again because the Orioles don't really give you a reason to care. But you're engaged now.
I'm ready. I am. We are 50 and 49. It's been a long time.
With a win today, yeah.
Yeah.
You know they're going to disappoint you, right?
No, they're not, because here's what's going to happen.
They've already outperformed what their expectations.
Oh, is that what this is? Yeah.
The best position to be in, if you're not a perennial, if you're not the Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you can build and you've been bad for several years and things are on the way up, you don't get disappointed just because you lose a few games.
Mm-hmm.
If you can build and get better each year, we're a couple years out, but we're actually headed in a good direction.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
So you're going for moral victories, regardless of what happens.
I mean, I'm not going
good
for moral.
Job,
I'm
good
going
effort.
For building. I'm going for building, and our farm system is doing what it needs to be doing.
Well, didn't you just say off air that they've got to win two more games?
Yeah. They win two more games, they'll hit their win total for last year.
Right. And we've still got, I don't know, what, 75 games left?
Right.
So is that what it is with Baltimore Orioles fans? Let me in on the culture, Adam, because you grew up in Maryland, so I get it. But there's also an Orioles culture from people who didn't grow up in that area. But
I guess so, because that was like the closest team, right?
Because it's like a North Carolina
Braves.
Yeah, it's like a North Carolina thing. So around here, you get a weird, you know, United Colors of Benetton type tapestry of nations when it comes to baseball fandom,
sure,
because of how you were able to consume the product.
Right.
So yes, there's a lot of Braves fans here because of TBS. There's Yankees fans because it's the Yankees. So Baltimore is in that mix as well, and it's again the culture seems to be. You all have like a silent misery. Is there like a secret handshake? Is there like an eye contact thing that you can understand? Yeah, the O's, not great. And you just nod?
I just feel like the thing about the O's, you see somebody in an O's hat, like, yeah, you nod. It's kind of like the Jeep wave.
Chris Morris, who used to be our producer here at 99.9 The Fan, huge Orioles guy. I mean, his kid is named Cal,
oh,
for
man.
Heaven's sake. Okay?
I grew up with a lot of
Shout
Brookses.
Out to Cal, all right? So
I played baseball with a lot of kids named Brooks.
Okay, so you get it.
Right.
But it's just a
sure.
It's a misery, it seems like.
I mean, Chris and I grew up in the Ripken era, so
yeah.
That wasn't misery because we love Cal. But yes, there is. It's almost like, you know, we know they're going to disappoint, but they're our disappointments.
Oh, okay.
And they got great hats.
Fair enough. Next up.
Number three.
6 years ago on First Take, Max Kellerman looked at Stephen A. Smith and Tom Brady was the subject and said this.
Tom Brady's just about done. It could be his next game he plays. It could be a year from now. But he is going to fall off a cliff. Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order. Now, what do I base that on?
Can you say that again?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you just say that Tom Brady is just about done?
Yeah.
And he's going to be a bum in short order? Is that what you just said?
Correct.
A bum in short order.
Yes.
A bum in... That was 6 years ago. How many more Super Bowls did he win?
I don't know. I just love Stephen A's response.
Three. He won three after that. Now,
he's not done.
In fairness to Max Kellerman, all right? Because I know this has been going around today, and Tom Brady even tweeted at Max Kellerman saying, Ratio Plus, I have a swimwear line too. I'll get to that in a second. In fairness to Max, I know people want to dunk on him for an old takes exposed, but you know what? A lot of y'all were saying the same thing.
Hindsight's 50-50, Joe.
A lot of y'all, including me, were looking at history. History when it comes to quarterback play and age and basically looking at the context of at some point this thing's going to fall off a cliff. Come on. Nobody could have predicted. Even the hardest of hardline Brady supporters was not going to predict three more Super Bowls and contending for a fourth this upcoming season 6 years ago. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Wayne. Stop it.
I'm not saying that I would have argued with that 6 years ago, but he was not showing any fall off six years ago.
Historically looking at age, though, because look what happened to Peyton Manning.
Yes. Right.
Age.
Peyton Manning lost all his arm strength.
But 50's the new 40, or 60's the new 40, and Brady's 45.
He'll be 45 this season, right?
Are you telling yourself that, Wayne, as you approach 60?
I'm embracing it.
Okay.
I have zero issue with it.
Got it. So Brady did use this as an opportunity to promote his new swim trunks.
Sure.
A little late in the season to be dropping
not
swim
in
trunks.
Tampa.
But apparently not in Tampa, where it's swim trunk season all the time. So these are $75 swim trunks.
Not out of the question.
From Brady Brand. This is the product description. Technical design. The most comfortable swim short you can wear all day long, a natural feel with shake to dry technology, zero water retention, shake to dry. Well, what happens if you shake it too much? That becomes something else, right? Anyway, this short is the ultimate blend of comfort and performance. Say goodbye to synthetic, restrictive swim shorts you have to change out of as soon as you leave the pool. Who does that? Anyway, that means less time changing your shorts, more time for all your summer activities. I feel like these are things that we could wear at training camp in Spartanburg.
Probably.
You just shake to dry off the sweat. You don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah.
75 bucks.
What underwear you had on, I guess.
Yeah. 75 bucks isn't out of the question?
Absolutely not. I mean, you go to Dick's Sporting Goods and want to get, Quicksilver or... What the Huck, any of that stuff, and they're in the $60-$75.
I heard they're also resistant to any strawberries. So if you want to have a daiquiri, it's going to shake right off. Can't have that. I'm trying to think what else Tom Brady doesn't eat. There's a lot of things that are on his diet.
Yeah, he's
that he
very
won't consume.
Strict.
Very
disciplined.
Strict. Very strict. Very strict. Although it will help me consume beer because apparently he's the king of shotgunning a beer.
The beer crush. Yeah.
He's the king of it, apparently.
He just doesn't metabolize it very well.
Well, that was tequila.
The parade?
Apparently, the water parade in Tampa was a tequila incident, not a beer incident.
Tequila.
Next up.
Number two.
Speaking of booze, the Atlantic has declared seltzer season officially over. The seltzer is over party has begun. It looks like it's gotten to the point where people have, as they've put it, as the article implied, we have to admit that seltzers aren't tasty, period, and let's move on with our lives. And that the segment is going to start declining. I'll admit, you go to a grocery store right now, the seltzer lines, all like the stuff that's filling up the shelves, those seltzers, you see a hell of a lot more of them than you do beers at some points. It's pretty crazy. And I can't keep half of them in, like, I can't keep half of them together now. I mean, you get your White Claws, and shout out to the craft ones like Circe by Mother Earth. You all know I like Fruit Smash. But then there's like a variety of other ones that have come out, like the Ranch Waters, which to me are just another version of the seltzers.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people are making them just to make them and blast them out, and it's not a long-term thing. I think it is what it is. They're trying to get it now. But there's so many brands now. And honestly, there's even more in states that aren't regulated the same way like we are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends up north love High Noons.
So, okay, this is important. This is important. You have to, like, Dogfish recently came out with their own cocktail in a can.
Okay.
Which is not a hard seltzer.
Right.
Like, you brought up the High Noon. You got to buy those at the ABC store,
yeah,
do you not?
At the ABC store,
because they're actually using...
It's vodka and
it's
soda.
Actually vodka in there.
Yeah, it's just pre-mixed.
As opposed to just flavored malt beverages.
Right, and our like our friends up at Durham Distillery, like, they have a similar thing. Like, they do a canned gin and tonic. Like, they're available, but the problem is, in North Carolina and other states similar to this, like, people don't really go to the ABC store to get their canned beverages.
No, I certainly don't.
Right? You go to the grocery store.
Now, if you look at some of the industry news... They're not predicting a fall off. $8 billion in sales in 21, and by 28, it's projected to be $38 billion in sales. That's not a fall off.
Maybe they were just declaring themselves like tapping out of this entire thing.
I mean, I know a lot of people have very strong opinions about.
I don't drink seltzers as a general rule, but the market is still certainly on the upside.
I tried them. It just it depends on who makes them now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's why, like, I'll bring up Fruit Smash because there's like actual fruit in those things with the malt beverage essentially, and they actually go pretty well at 9 o'clock on a tube going down the French Broad at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I gotta think that's accurate.
That's probably the best way to go about it.
And Topo Chicos are excellent.
Are we talking about the ones with the actual
the Topo Chico seltzers?
Okay,
they're very good.
I've had
the margarita ones.
I've had a couple of, like, just the straight up lime Topo Chico ones. Those actually aren't that bad.
Yeah,
they're not that bad. But you're right about the ones that are actually cocktails in a can. I'm not thinking about going to the ABC store to buy them. Usually, my trips to the ABC store are few and far between to find something like bourbon. You know,
sure,
but. Well, if I can find bourbon, which is another topic altogether.
Yeah. Not a seltzer, but have you tried any of the flavored Liquid Death yet?
Yes.
That's an interesting
Yes, if you're not familiar with Liquid Death, it is water in a can. But the can looks like a tall boy, and the design looks like
it's like a beer.
It looks like a beer. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It's just water.
The first time I ever saw it was at a concert.
Yes.
And now they've... You know, now they're in bottle shops.
Yeah, they're in bottle shops. That way, like, you can look the part.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not actually be drinking beer. And I know it sounds dumb, but the first time I had a Liquid Death was at Walnut Creek, and I didn't feel like I was sticking out. Like, here I am with my bottle of water, while everybody else is drinking. Like, no, I'm murdering my thirst, as they like to say. I look like I belong. I know it sounds dumb. It's psychosomatic. It's peer pressure. But sometimes peer pressure works. And if I feel like I can just be holding this can of water, I look like I belong.
I mean, that's pretty much what beverage marketing is.
Yes.
You're cashing in on peer pressure.
All peer pressure. And I'm here to tell you that I am susceptible to it. Not ashamed. Next up.
The number one story of the day.
We're number one. We're number one. Speaking of peer pressure, I feel like we can peer pressure Matt Rhule into naming Baker Mayfield the starter for the Carolina Panthers. We're a couple days in the Panthers camp. How into training camp updates are you guys? Are you into the, I'm following every tweet, I'm getting a breakdown of how this one wide receiver who they brought in on a free agent contract really is going to surprise some people? Are you that involved?
No, Joe. As I told you, I'm only paying attention to the Orioles right now.
All Orioles all the time.
All Orioles all the time.
He only has to do it once every 6 years, so that's his dial-in.
I don't get much of a chance.
Bows and O's,
I don't
man.
Start. Preseason football is one of the most frustrating times for me because I love football so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite sport to watch. When real games are on and they count, it's always on in the house. But preseason, I try to avoid it, honestly, because it's not real. It's not what I want to watch.
The preseason games themselves, I don't think are real, but I do think the quarterback battle that's happening in South Carolina right now is Israel. And
is it?
Well,
it's real entertaining.
We know that it's going to be either the number one overall pick or the number two overall pick.
Yeah. And how the mighty have fallen in the grand scheme of things.
And that's the thing, is that we have a number one overall pick on the team and a number two overall pick on the team, and we're not sure we can get past five wins next season, right?
Yeah.
Which tells you what about how teams draft quarterbacks these days.
Well, so it's kind of like this. I guess it's no different than trying to highlight a stock or invest in a business early. The NFL has made it so financially possible for you to draft a quarterback, cycle through them on that rookie deal. If it doesn't work out, you just send them back into the open.
And send them to Carolina.
Well, given all the draft picks they've used to get these guys, yes. Right. Yes, you can do that. So, yeah, it's financially possible for teams to not break the bank on a QB because of the rookie wage scale, which means if you hit on a quarterback, you can then invest in everything else while they're on their rookie deal. Like right now, teams like the Buffalo Bills, or in this case, more specific, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, like they're really trying to cash in while they've got this QB on one right now. Russell Wilson's probably the best example of this. When they had the Legion of Boom and they could invest everything into their defense, and they had Russell Wilson on the cheap, and he made everything go. So that's the game that you play right now, which is part of the frustration with the Panthers. It's like, if you guys actually stuck with a plan, maybe you could have had a good team built around you, and then you could just insert the quarterback you needed, and then you go from there. They don't have any of that plan at all. I don't even know what the Panthers are technically good at. I mean, I know the defense is supposed to be their calling card, but I don't know how much that can hold you up if you got nobody scoring points. So enter Baker Mayfield, who has already hit the point in training camp for the Panthers where he's saying a lot of words with zero substance.
For me, it's just getting better one day at a time. You know, it's I have to get better, and if I'm playing my best ball, things will take care of itself, and just helping each other out. I mean, the main goal for this team, which is, it's pretty well understood, is we're trying to win. No matter who's in there, we want to win football games, and that's the main message.
So that's Baker Mayfield saying absolutely nothing when he was asked how far he's come with the playbook. He didn't have a lot to say.
Well, from the last 2 weeks, considering I didn't have it 2 weeks ago, I've come pretty far.
Is it you think he's putting in 4 hours of independent study this week?
Only if it's in his contract.
Look, there's been this attitude that Sam Darnold's going to be the week one starter because, well, Baker didn't get access to the playbook until like 2 weeks ago or whatever it is. No. This guy's been on five different offensive coordinators. Learning something new shouldn't be an issue for him.
Right.
And I don't even know if the complications of the Ben McAdoo offense is a factor here. The real factor is two guys who like to throw interceptions, one of them has to like not. And we know Sam Darnold's going to throw picks. With Baker Mayfield, we don't know what he's like when he's fully healthy, because last year you could chalk up to a lot of his issues being health-related. So I still think Baker's going to be the guy. I think this is all one big dog and pony show for the preseason to try to get, you know, Sam Darnold still engaged with the competition. But come week one against the Browns, it's going to be Baker Mayfield.
Almost think you have to because it's the Browns.
Oh, I mean, the revenge game?
The hype for that game and Mayfield wanting that game, yeah, I think you almost have to start him for that.
Yes, I'm absolutely with you on that.
I'm just concerned about what this is going to do to his progressive commercials. officially moved homes now to Bank of America Stadium? Is that?
I mean, if he's staying with Progressive as a sponsor, then I would have to imagine that they're going to work in him moving into the ad campaign, right?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, I mean, they got to film him, you know.
He's only been here 10 days, too.
I mean, my guess,
he had time without a playbook. He could have gotten that done.
My guess is if you're part of the ad agency doing stuff for Progressive, and if you are paying attention to what your client's doing, you're going, hey, let's touch base a little bit later on this summer to see how things are going. Because what are the Progressive commercials if he's still under contract with the Browns, but he's not playing because of Deshaun Watson? He's sitting out. Like, what do you do there? Is he still living in the building?
Well, I mean,
absolutely.
In hiding?
He's the ultimate insurance policy if he's still with the Browns after that fiasco.
It could be right. That.
There's a lot of angles there.
So many angles. But now the angle is even better. He moved.
We can cover your old house and your new house.
Now he's trying to get that Bojangles endorsement.
Yes.
That's what he's going for now.
Oh, jeez.
Spicy creamy buffalo sauce.
It's pretty good.
It is.
Cream buffalo is pretty good.